Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. The time capsule at the soon-to-be-built Station Nightclub Fire Memorial will have to be larger than originally envisioned. Most of the 100 families who lost loved ones in the fire have left the crosses, toys, and lanterns that decorated their makeshift memorials. A Sunday deadline to remove the artifacts from the fire site came and went, with most of the objects left in place. Fire survivor Lisa Del Sesto says those objects will be treated with dignity.
Next week, the six of us, we have one board member who's out of state. It will be us removing every item and putting them in the storage container, not an outside company. It will be us. We feel very strongly about that.
The land at the site of the Station Nightclub fire is currently open, but by Wednesday it will be fenced off. Roger Williams University is reporting success with a new marketing tool. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports, the tuition guarantee program takes the guesswork out of going to college.
Roger Williams University now offers all students a tuition guarantee. It's an assurance that tuition will remain the same for all 4 years of an undergraduate's education, provided the student stays continuously enrolled. University President Donald Farish says it's not only increased the quality and size of the freshman class, but has boosted the freshman to sophomore retention rate from 78% to 84%.
We actually did a survey of the entering freshman class to determine how important these actions were to those students in the decision-making process. And 63% of them said it was either important or very important in the decision. And the parents themselves, I've heard from parents who say we just absolutely love this idea.
Retaining sophomores has allowed Roger Williams University to hold the line on tuition. Tuition's been frozen for 3 years at just under $30,000. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
In Providence, police are working to do more with less. The Providence Journal reports the police force in the capital city has lost more than a dozen officers in just the last 9 months, mainly due to budget cuts. The department has done some restructuring to increase efficiency and may do even more. Police officials say they're considering reducing the number of police districts, possibly by doing away with the district that encompasses West Broadway, Federal Hill, and the West End. Despite the drop in staffing, police say violent crime is down 3% in the capital city so far this year. And in Massachusetts, a major development in the race for governor this morning. Attorney General Martha Coakley plans to officially launch her campaign. Rachel Paste reports that Coakley comes to the race after an embarrassing loss to Scott Brown in a special Senate election in 2010.
In addition to a video declaring her candidacy out this morning, Coakley will visit 18 communities over the next 3 days, beginning with an event in Medford this morning. Tufts University political professor Jeff Berry says barnstorming is an effective way to kick off her campaign.
She's going to hit separate media markets, and we'll get a lot of coverage in local papers, so I think it's a very smart move.
Coakley has served as attorney general since 2007. She lost to Republican Scott Brown in her bid for the U.S. Senate 3 years ago.
That's Rachel Paste reporting from Boston.
Rhode Island's economic recovery is still trailing our New England neighbors, so there's no better time than now for the General Assembly to launch a measured study of the way we levy the taxes that pay for roads, schools, and social services. The Assembly has set up two initiatives on taxes. One would evaluate economic development tax breaks to determine what benefits they bring to our economic well-being. Some of the questions that hopefully will be answered: do tax incentives for Hollywood movies generate enough jobs to be worth it? How about the tax credits that are used to restore historic buildings? And do communities that grant developers property tax relief get enough benefit to offset the cost burden they place on businesses and homeowners? The other foray into taxes is a special joint legislative committee that met for the first time last week. Its mission is to consider the state sales tax with an eye toward making changes that would boost the economy. Let's hope that these two studies don't suffer the same fate as many others and so-called Blue Ribbon Commission reports have over the years, since the ill-fated Greenhouse Compact study of the early 1980s that sought to set a state venture capital fund, Rhode Islanders have witnessed one report after another that have done little but gather dust. Every time one interest group or another babbles on about tax changes, we're reminded of the words of the late Senator Russell Long of Louisiana. Whenever he heard the words tax reform, Long said it usually meant, quote, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that fellow behind the tree, unquote. For far too many years, Rhode Island tax policy has been set by Long's dictum. The whims of the politicians in the assembly, the lobbyists who prowl the marble corridors, and the special interests who pay for political campaigns generally get their way. This has created a tax code that favors some services and products over others, but doesn't necessarily help Rhode Island create jobs. Rhode Island's sales tax rate is 7%, higher than our New England neighbors. Yet, because our sales tax is riddled with exemptions, Rhode Islanders rank only 25th among the 50 states in the amount of sales tax actually collected per $1,000 of personal income. Many of us wonder why, for example, the state collects a sales tax on magazines, but not on newspapers, or why we pay a gasoline tax, but none on home heating oil. If you can afford a luxury box seat at a college basketball game, you won't pay a tax. And if you own a luxury yacht, there's no tax on your repair or storage fees. Beginning November 1st, you won't pay a sales tax in Rhode Island on alcoholic beverages. You may wonder how this happened. Well, it was the result of the usual end of the legislative session legerdemain that has given us other great ideas over the years. It turns out that Massachusetts dropped sales taxes on booze 2 years ago, which frosted Rhode Island liquor store owners along the Bay State's borders. One of those package store owners just happens to be Representative Jan Malik of Warren, whose establishment is a couple of Tiger Woods drives from the Massachusetts border. In one of those delicious no-conflict-with-my-interest statehouse moments, Malik persuaded his colleagues to cut taxes for liquor store proprietors. Oil dealers argue that heating oil is a necessity of life that shouldn't be taxed. Can the liquor guys make a similar claim? While liquor stores get a tax break, restaurants, which produce thousands more jobs, don't. Bars and restaurants will still have to pay sales taxes on their alcohol purchases. Rhode Island's sales tax rate hasn't been raised since 1991, when it was hiked to cover the cost of the credit union crash bailout. Governor Lincoln Chafee tried, shortly after he became governor, to begin a conversation about lowering the top 7% rate by adding taxes to some items that are exempt, including entertainment and sports tickets. He met a solid wall of opposition from the business community and the Providence Journal, the state's largest newspaper. Maybe Chafee shouldn't have tried to strike the newspaper's tax exemption. Then there's the whole question of the impact of taxes on the economy. In 2009, Massachusetts raised its sales tax from 5% to 6.25%. At about the same time, Rhode Island reduced income taxes for wealthier taxpayers. Then-Governor Donald Cacciari said the lower income taxes on high earners would spur economic growth. So why is the Massachusetts economy doing so much better than ours? Wouldn't it be nice this time if our lawmakers would consider the interests of all Rhode Islanders instead of the statehouse-favored few when making tax policy? If they don't, the only solace we can take is that Bibles and coffins are exempt from the Rhode Island sales tax.